It was a debate where dozens of House members wanted to be heard, and over the course of the 90-minute discussion, arguments were raised both for and against the bill. Governor Peter Shumlin opposes the legislation because he says, quote, "You can't legislate common sense." Barrytown Representative Tom Koch supports the bill because he says it's a matter of highway safety. He says the governor is half right.
Mr. Speaker, there are those who might say that you cannot legislate common sense. And frankly, I agree. But you can penalize somebody for placing others in danger because you failed to exercise common sense. And that's what this bill does.
Studies were cited that compared the distractions associated with holding a cell phone to that of driving intoxicated. Moortown Representative Maxine Grad urged members of the House to support the bill.
Handheld cell phone use, like drunk and drug driving, poses a significant threat that cries out for strong public policy and leadership.
Not everyone agreed. Some members questioned the difference of using GPS map programs on their cell phone and reading a paper map while they were driving. And Dorset Representative Patty Comline thought it was wrong to single out just handheld devices in the legislation.
I haven't heard convincing enough evidence that speaking on your cell phone versus speaking with a hands-free device is any safer. And I hope when we pass this bill that we remember that, that this is possibly a token vote.
The last person to speak in the debate was Cavendish Representative Mark Huntley. 2 years ago, his son Spencer was killed in a head-on crash with a tractor-trailer truck. Huntley told House members that at the time of the crash, his son was trying to change songs on his iPod. Huntley said the bill was a step in the right direction.
It pushes the ball down the field toward driver safety, and ultimately that protects all of us. And so I strongly urge you to pass this bill. My vote will be for my son, Spencer.
The legislation will come up for final approval in the House on Friday. If it passes, it will then be considered by the Senate, and Senate leaders say they plan to bring the issue up in the coming weeks. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.